Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he's a big fan of electric guitarist Bill Frisell, whose new album is for sextet with three horns. Kevin says it's one of Frisell's best yet for his composing as well as his guitar playing.
Trombonist Curtis Foulkes and Bill Frisell on guitar. With his signature slow vibrato and heavy use of volume pedal, Frisell sounds sort of like he's playing rock guitar backwards at the wrong speed, and a little like he's playing good old country and western pedal steel. One way or another, Frisell always sounds like he's digging roots out of the ground while standing on his head. His new album is called This Land. That fits. The band is his regular trio plus trombone, clarinet, and alto sax. That's the sort of singular horn section Duke Ellington would put together, like on Mood Indigo. For Frisell, anything can be a source, and everything goes together. His tune Amarillo Barbados is kind of, what, mariachi reggae? Much as critics have written about the sound of the prairies in Frisell's music, he had to point out his conspicuous Aaron Copland influence. He did it by putting Copland's Billy the Kid on his last record. On the new one, Frisell's composition, Jimmy Carter, Part 2, sounds like a Copland setting of a sailor's hornpipe tune, the Great Plains blowing through a tin whistle. This Land is Frisell's most ambitious record as a composer, but improvisation brings the written music to life. That's why he hired Don Byron to play clarinet. The horn players get their licks in, but if anyone steals this ensemble record, it's drummer Joey Barron. Some drummers swing, some make a racket. Barron forgot to choose. This is Unscientific Americans. That was the complete performance. You know, every musician has lots of influences, which work on him in different ways. We won't get into the link between Thelonious Monk's piano and Frisell's guitar. Still, one drops the names of other composers not to take anything away from Frisell, but to confirm the richness of his own style. Inspiration aside, he sounds like himself.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead writes for Downbeat, CD Review, Coda, and The Village Voice. He reviewed Bill Frisell's new recording, This Land, on the Elektra Nonesuch label.